and welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We're waiting for food. It should be coming shortly, and hopefully it's not going to interrupt the show. But
I don't think it will.
We have sort of an informal bet that it may or may not interrupt the show. I'm saying it probably will. Rochelle says no. We'll see how it happens. We'll go our usual length, and then if it does, then, well, fuck, we get to stop early and eat. So, good for us. All right, 206-208-3918 is our voicemail number.
You have 0 new voicemail messages and 0 saved messages.
As of earlier today, I didn't check this evening, but this morning, that's what it was. So 206-208-3918, send us an email, info@tiptaptip.com. First things first, this is a story which has been floating around the internet last week. It's kind of a bit gruesome, but it's kind of a bit weird. Here comes prepared. Here we go. Australian boy breaks into zoo, feeds animals to crocodile.
What?
Yeah, that's right. A 7-year-old boy broke into a popular outback zoo. Fed a string of animals to the resident crocodile and bashed several lizards to death with a rock, said the zoo's director Friday. On a 30-minute rampage, as much as a 7-year-old boy can do, caught on the zoo's security camera, happened early Wednesday after the boy jumped a security fence at the Alice Springs Reptile Center in Central Australia, said zoo director Rex Neindorf. Now, I'll just keep the clip here. I can find it, and we'll listen to the news report on that.
This security footage shows the boy feeding one of the Alice Springs Reptile Center's oldest residents, a Spencer's goanna, to its crocodile, Terry. Police say the 7-year-old boy broke into the popular tourist attraction yesterday morning and killed 13 animals in a 20-minute rampage that has appalled staff.
Totally shocked, mate, when I come through. You know, there's dead animals in pits. Went back and started looking at the footage of what had actually gone on.
The kid was 7 years old.
Wow.
Fucking dick. As much as 7-year-olds can be total dicks, this one is certainly...
Yeah, that kid needs help.
Yeah, it needs fucking help. Like bashing turtles.
He's doing that at 7?
Yeah, bashing turtles with rocks and killing them, squashing lizards with rocks, throwing animals to the crocodiles so the crocodile can eat them.
Oh.
Bad. Where the fuck are the parents?
Yeah,
half exactly. Half an hour, 7-year-old is left by himself. Half an hour. I'm like, any good parent, if a 7-year-old is not in their sight for 5 minutes, they should be worried. Half an hour alone.
Well, not just that. Like, you just teach your kids respect for nature.
Don't kill stuff.
Yeah.
Asshole.
There's animals live and half bludgeoned thrown into the crocodile to be fed on.
The boy killed various lizards, including popular thorny devils, bearded dragons, and a large turtle the centre was looking after. It's not the first time the animals here have suffered. Youths attacked Terry the crocodile 4 years ago, cutting him badly and breaking his teeth.
For me personally, this has happened to us more than once, and unfortunately the way the laws are in Australia these days, the child is not accountable for anything.
Police say they've spoken to the 7-year-old and his family, but there's little action they can take.
Well, it beggars belief that a 7-year-old is running loose around the streets, can climb into premises of this nature and be responsible for the death of these animals.
The centre's owners say they'll be further upgrading security and pursuing the boy's guardians for damages. Eric Twarczyk, ABC News, Alice Spring.
Absolutely. I think the parents definitely are liable. Like, first of all, they left a 7-year-old by himself for half an hour. And yes, that fucking stupid 7-year-old did kill a bunch of animals. Somebody has to pay. And, you know, under the law, it can't be the 7-year-old, but... the parents. The next one's up. That's right. Oh, hold on. My phone was making buzzing noises. I thought that was possibly the front door. Because you know how it makes sort of interference noises.
Yeah, that's weird.
Some U.S. cereals are more than half sugar.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Doesn't surprise you?
No.
All right. Some breakfast cereals marketed to U.S. children are more than half sugar.
I can list a few. Fruit Loops, Corn Pops, Sugar Bear.
Oh, the Sugar Crisps?
Sugar Crisps.
Yeah. Well, they're half sugar?
Probably, yeah. I've had them. I've had, because I really like puffed wheat.
Well, I guess if you...
And I couldn't finish eating them because it was way too sugary.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. More than half sugar by weight, and many get only fair scores on nutritional value, Consumer Reports said on Wednesday. A serving of 11 popular cereals, including Kellogg's Honey Smacks, carries as much sugar as a glazed donut.
Wow.
The consumer group found. And some brands have more sugar and sodium when formulated for the U.S. market than the same brands have when sold in other countries. Wow. So what they're saying there is you take the same cereal, and for whatever reason, the same version of the cereal that's sold in the United States has more sugar than the same version of the cereal that's sold elsewhere. They just add more sugar to the United States version.
No, that makes sense, because I read that, like, for chocolate bars,
yeah,
the same chocolate bar that's sold in the States has more sugar in it,
yeah,
less cocoa. And then if it's sold in Europe, it has more cocoa, less sugar. And if it's sold in Canada, I think it's, like, more wax.
We like our wax?
I'll get this less, one. And then, like, less sugar and more cocoa.
I guess it's really accounting for taste.
And there's a lot of candy that has wax in it. Like, well, Twizzlers is really...
Yeah, let's talk about you and Twizzlers for a second here. You and your package of black Twizzlers that you bought the other day.
Yeah, I know. Those things are bad. I swear there's, like, Xlax in them or something.
Yeah, you were, not to be gross or anything, but...
I didn't eat that many.
You didn't? Well, it was granted, it was a small package. It wasn't like one of those gigantic jumbo packages.
And I didn't even finish eating them. I threw them out.
You made me throw them out. You're like, throw them out!
No, but then I threw them out because you still didn't.
Well, it was the morning and I forgot to throw them out in the morning, so... So Twizzlers are added to the list.
But I really like black licorice, but... I'm going to stick to, like, the Dutch black licorice.
Yeah, because that kind of shit is, like, nowhere near as...
It's not the same.
It's totally different than your salty things.
Yeah.
Post-Golden Crisp, made by Kraft Foods and Kellogg's Honey Smacks, are more than 50% sugar by weight, the group said, while 9 brands are at least 40% sugar. The most healthful brands are Cheerios, with 3 grams of fiber per serving, and 1 gram of sugar, Kix. Have I had Kix? And Honey Nut Cheerios, all made by General Mills and Life, which I love, made by PepsiCo's Incorporated Quaker Oats unit. Be sure to read the product labels and choose cereals that are high in fiber and low in sugar and sodium, said Gail Williams, deputy editor at Consumer Reports Health. Honey Smacks has 15 grams. This is just like more of the same shit. Kellogg's recently reformulated a number of our cereals, including Fruit Loops, Corn Pops, Rice Krispies, Cocoa Krispies, and Apple Jacks in the U.S. with improved nutritional profiles. To put Consumer Reports information in perspective, yogurt contains more sugar and sodium than a serving of Honey Smacks cereal. 25 grams of sugar versus 15 grams in Honey Smacks. So, there you go.
Yogurt contains more sugar than the cereal?
It really depends on what type of yogurt you're...
Yeah, because nowadays...
You can get plain yogurt, which has, like...
No, you can get plain yogurt, and you can also get yogurt with fruit in it that doesn't have sugar or added fat.
Like it has natural fruit-based sugars, not the...
Yeah.
So we had an interesting weekend. Actually, well, let's talk about the movie we saw last night.
Can I just tell you something about cereal?
Okay. Lay it out. All right.
Okay, I was listening to one of these, like, old-time radio podcasts where this guy had the power of suggestion. Like, say if he thought that, say for instance, they went to a horse, what are those,
a racetrack, yeah.
And he just stood there and he just said to himself, don't bet on this horse. I can't remember what the horse was called. And then so people would go up and they'd want to bet on this horse, but they couldn't because his power of suggestion. He had like
psychic ability.
Yeah. And then he did this thing where he got hired by a cereal company, and he basically told everybody to go out and get this cereal, and everybody did.
Oh, because he had the power to influence people.
Yes.
Buy this cereal, it's fucking awesome.
And then you know what? This like politician guy hired him to...
Is this all bullshit, or is this for real?
This is a story.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is like
the old-time radio stories. And then he ended up having to... he got paid a lot by this one politician guy to tell everybody to vote for a certain person.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. So
it was a good
story. It relates to cereal because he used his powers of suggestion to make people buy a particular cereal.
Yeah. I think, honestly, the reason why people or parents get that stuff is because their kids just beg them.
Yeah, but speaking for ourselves, in all honesty, how long does a box of Corn Pops last in its household?
Yeah, but we very rarely get it,
but when we get it, we're fucking shoving it down our throat like total dummies.
Yeah.
It's because it's that good.
I know, it is really good.
It's really good.
But
at the same token, I really also enjoy Life cereal. Like, just plain Life cereal.
You never eat cereal.
When I do eat cereal, I enjoy Corn Pops, Pro Stars, and Life cereal. Those three.
What is Life cereal?
It's like, you know, Mikey likes it. Oh, he likes it. He fucking likes it. Yeah.
What does it look like?
It kind of looks like Shreddies.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Somebody told me that they found I think it was like a maggot in a box of Shreddies. So I haven't been able to eat Shreddies ever since.
Were they lying or were they just,
I don't know.
Well, it's an assembly line.
And then one of my friends told me that they found a maggot in, you know, those really good chocolate bars, Ritter Sports.
Oh, no.
Yes, Natalie found one.
Like, for real?
For real.
Like, alive or just...
Yeah.
Oh.
So...
Oh!
That's why...
Guess who wins?
Aw.
All right, you keep the show going, and I'm going to answer the front door.
Anyway, Ritter Sports are probably one of my favorite chocolate bars because I think, I don't even know where they're made, but they're not as sweet as regular chocolate bars. And you can get dark chocolate ones too.
How many minutes are, 12 minutes in.
What? That's ridiculous. They're way too early.
So many wins anyway,
that? Doesn't matter. You already paid for it, so.
Oh, shit.
They said 40 minutes. 40 minutes and it's only been 20 minutes. That's crazy. Usually they're way late. So, we ordered from our favorite place called Manny's. It's really tasty. We usually get pizza because they load on the toppings. But we opted for a healthier version today. It's chicken and beef skewers with rice and lemon roasted potatoes and Caesar salad and Greek salad. Yay. We're being healthy. Yay.
Thanks.
Eric's just saying goodbye to the delivery man.
We can use our...
Now he's coming back.
We can be strong because we have fresh food here and it's sitting there and it smells real good, but we're gonna be strong and continue with the show for next little bit.
Because I told everybody what we got to eat.
Oh, good. All right, back to the show. We're doing stuff. All right.
So I'm totally out of business ideas. I don't have any more right now.
Well, that's because you have your own sort of business to worry about.
Yeah. Started painting today.
Yeah, Rochelle is in the process of reopening a salon.
Yeah.
She used to have one. Well, she does. Have one, but due to a fire 3 months into her... Her running the last location, there's a fire caused by a faulty dryer pipe. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Full of shit. And luckily insurance covered it, so everything's good. But Rochelle's now moving to a new location, and she's just in the process of painting it, getting the shit ready on this upcoming Saturday. For those who want to help, this is a call out for all Calgary people. If you want to help out with the show, you can contact us at info@tiptaptip.com and let us know if you are into carrying heavy shit from a truck into Rochelle's new location. That's going to happen early in the morning, and then later that same day, I'm crossing my fingers that I'll be able to make it to the podcast meetup, which I think happens at 2:30 later that afternoon. I should be able to. I don't see that being a huge problem.
I think so, yeah. I'm just hoping we can fit all this shit in the truck.
It'll work.
Oh, no. The guy, when I was talking to the guy today, he said I have to get, like, the biggest truck possible, and I might have to come back the next Saturday. And I don't really want to do that.
Well, we'll do what we can.
But, so the salon is still going to have the same name, Ime Hair Studio. And the address is 1019 17th Ave, Southwest. And if you want to make an appointment with me, the phone number is 244-0608.
That's right.
But I won't be opening in that location until
probably November something or other. So
yeah.
So yeah, that's what's going on in our world. We saw the movie Blindness last night.
Oh my goodness. I couldn't even sleep last night after watching that movie. Why? Because I kept on dreaming about it. Really? And even when I was like, you know how, like, I'll fall asleep listening to one of the old-time radio stories, and I fell asleep the minute I turned on the story. But then I dreamt that the story that I was listening to was Blindness.
Yeah, this, you know, is a good movie from what I remember of reading the book. It's pretty close.
Yeah, it's a little bit like compacted.
Yeah,
the story is a little bit more.
Yeah, because they just managed to cram it into about 2 hours. But you know, I didn't mind.
I thought it was really, yeah.
There's
well
a big.
Done.
There's, you know, there's several kind of gross out moments, like people pissing and shitting everywhere. But hey, what do you do when you're
there's. Yeah, I think that's the reason why I couldn't sleep, because those things really disturbed me. I didn't think they would.
What? Show all the pissing and shitting or what?
No, the worst was...
the worst was obviously the rape. Rape scene was not too cool.
Yeah, but they didn't really show too much. Like, you heard
it. It was implied. Like, you know, something going on.
But, the one thing that you actually saw was a dead man getting eaten by dogs.
Yeah, that was kind of a...
And that's why I don't want to have a dog. I don't think a cat would do that.
I don't know. I don't know. Sometimes they look at me in certain ways, and I'm and I swear they're saying that, you know, hey, if you don't feed me, and but you're next.
Yeah, but they're so cute.
I know they're so cute.
I don't know. I've seen on a different show. That fire show, Rescue Me, this lady dies, and then in her apartment, and she's an older woman, and she has, like, 20 cats, and they start eating her.
They would do it. Like, you know, ultimately, it's an animal, right? So.
Yeah.
So that's that.
But then there was that one dog that didn't eat anybody, and then the lady adopted it.
Yeah, the one dog. Because it was nice.
Yeah.
British
it was
woman.
It like a terrier or something, wasn't it?
I don't know dogs, so who knows. What it was.
It's a kind that doesn't have fur. It has, like, curly hair.
Again, I have no... I know big dogs and I know small dogs.
It was a big dog.
All right. But we were walking home from the theater, and I was talking to Rochelle. I was saying, you know, if you know, would we be able to make it home? If we closed our eyes right now, if we were blindfolded, would we be able to make it home from the theater to our apartment?
See, and I think that... If we got caught, if it happened and we turned blind, we would have a better chance than, say, people who live out in the suburbs, right? Like, all the people who work downtown, if that happened to them and they were stuck downtown, there is no way they're getting home. No way.
No.
They can't even be try and find going home.
No, because...
We would have a better chance. Like, eventually, we would probably find it.
Yeah, because I would... Okay, if I was to do it, okay, I'd know. It's like, say, for instance, this happened, and we're just standing outside the theater. I'm like, okay, well, I know that to the left, if I feel my hands on the street, there's going to be another street, and that goes to down, and then there's a bridge, and I go underneath a bridge, underneath the tunnel.
Yeah.
Underneath the train tracks, and then I go to another few more blocks.
Like, it's not that hard. We just walk straight and then turn and then...
But we'd have... The tricky part, I think, would be knowing when to turn.
Yeah.
On which avenue, basically.
Well, we can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing is, like, if we majorly fucked up and went down one wrong street, it would totally throw us off.
Yeah, it'd be like, where are we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so don't go blind. It's not cool. British women have record boobs. That's right.
Okay, but I just want to say, like, you know how we were talking about the last time how people who were protesting it, right? And I was right. There's one guy in there who is officially blind, and he's superior to everybody else, and he's kind of like running the show a little bit. And
he's a bit of a dick, to be honest. Like, he's on the.
We need to find out. Did you find out who that actor is?
Oh no, I didn't look it up.
Seriously, it's like this old dude that's in every movie I've ever, like, most Canadian movies.
Yeah, he's this guy who's in a variety of different sort of Canadian independent movies. He's been in like a couple of movies
by Adam McGoyan
and stuff like that. I think, well, Don McKellar was directing this one, so it would make sense that somebody like him would be in here, because I'm sure he's worked with him in one movie or another. So
who's Don McKellar?
He was the guy at the beginning who stole the first blind guy's car. Who got, like, healed in the leg.
Oh,
and
really?
Like, yeah.
It's directed by him and he's in it?
Yeah, he doesn't play a big role, but,
yeah.
But, Yep.
He's a dick.
Yeah, he was a dick in the movie, but, he's not.
Is he a dick in real life?
I don't know him in real life. I just know him through movie roles, so.
He probably is.
Well,
I'm just joking.
Maybe he is, maybe he's not. I can't say for certain, but if anybody knows, let us know. This is completely completely unrelated, but I remember you telling me a story a while back about there's a one show, Homes on Homes.
Mm-hmm.
And was it you who told me about, like, him in a limo? And
that's, it looked like him, yeah.
Oh, so this is not, it's, you know.
No, I saw him out. I saw him outside of our apartment get out of a limo.
How do you, like? Are you
but I don't think it was him, because I don't think he was as tall.
Okay.
Why?
It just sort of jumped into my head, because you remember you saying, like, that this person who looked like the Homes on Homes guy was trying to pick up women.
No, he totally, like, parked his limo on the side of the street in front of our apartment and picked up this incredibly, incredibly drunk, hot, young girl. And she just, like, got in the limo with him.
Attention, lawyers of Homes on Homes guy. This is... Don't sue us. This is just something we thought we saw. It's probably not you, because we're sure that you have...
Well, and it was dark outside, and I was looking at him from our apartment, which is on the second floor, so I could...
It could have been another dick in overalls.
Yeah.
Was he wearing overalls?
No.
All right. British women have record-sized boobs. Boobies. British women now have bigger boobs than ever before, which is great news for British men. According to figures from fashion giant... Debenhams, pardon me if I'm pronouncing that wrong. The shop said changing body shapes, more accurately measuring techniques, and the increasing popularity of plastic surgery are fueling sales of larger bras. Debenhams specialist lingerie buyer Sharon Webb said it's clear that Britain is now entering the age of the fuller bust. I think it's just kind of cyclical, right? You know, people, you know, like, it goes through fashion. People like flatter busts, bigger busts.
I know, I think that's the stupidest fashion trend ever.
What, boob jobs?
Boob sizes, because, like, you know, I go to I go shopping, and I think right now, the way that they're making clothing, I think it's smaller boobs are in.
Yeah.
You know, because although all of those tops that look like dresses...
Yeah.
They don't look good if you have big boobs, because... Then it just billows out from your boobs, and everyone's like, oh, are you pregnant?
Ugh. As opposed to just, like, lying...
As opposed to...
Like, just lying flat.
Yeah. And then some of the seams that they're doing nowadays, it's kind of like, you know, the Empire waistline, how it goes, like, under your boobs?
I don't know what you're talking about. What's an Empire waistline?
It's, you know, like, all the dresses in Pride and Prejudice?
Again, I have no idea. Like,
you've watched it.
Oh, the booby dresses. Like,
yeah.
Where they come right up, and then they push up the boobs so it's like super cleavage.
Yeah.
But, well, that's what I remember.
Okay, but basically it's like a top, and then underneath the boobs there's a seam.
Yeah.
And that's the waistline is right underneath the boobs instead of like lower.
At the waist.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's called an empire waistline. But now it seems like
you're well, that's how I
they do. They're really booby. They're really clean.
Because they
push it.
They push it up, and it's like I'm barely keeping in, and it's just like.
Yeah, but it's because they wore corsets, right? Corsets just kind of like squish your boobs and push them up.
It's a fine age to live.
Okay, so.
If you like boobs.
Yeah.
Totally. Like looking at boobs, that's the age that you should live in.
So now they're making these shirts where it's like the seam goes right in between your boob, and that looks stupid. It like cuts your boobs off.
Like it separates them?
No, like it's like the seam is like in between your boobs instead of below your boobs.
So then it just comes right down.
Yeah.
And it just looks like you're wearing a paper bag.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
It is stupid. But if you have really, really tiny boobs,
then you can get away with it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
All right. In addition, women now have their bust size measured more frequently as they grow older, taking into account the changes in body shape which occur because of pregnancy, age, and weight gain. We recommend that all women should have their bust measured every 6 months. Well, that's...
yeah, right.
However, there is no doubt that the popularity of surgical breast enhancements is also having a major impact on the average bust size. It is sometimes possible to tell who's had a helping hand from surgery. Actually, it's very possible. You know, it's...
Yeah.
Because
when the boobs look like they're floating on the person's body and not...
When they're lying on the back and they're still standing straight up,
yeah,
chances are they've had a boob job.
Yeah.
It's sometimes possible to tell who's had a helping hand because the relationship between the woman's back measurement and cup size is altered dramatically. Research by the Debenhams have shown a demand for G cups. Holy shit! Soared larger G.
Whoa, wow. That's huge.
That's like get a back brace. Holy fuck!
Yeah.
And larger is soared, and the average bra sold is now an average size bigger than it was just 5 years ago. Demand for bras with a cup size D and above now accounts for more than 63% of their entire bra sales. The average cup size has jumped from 34C to 36D, with many more customers now regularly asking for sizes G, H, and even J.
Wow.
That's a
big... See, I think the reason why women's boobs are like naturally getting bigger is because of all the hormones that we take.
Yeah, we touched on it like in an earlier episode with the estrogen and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Being in, you know...
Because I think that's the reason why a lot of like younger girls go through puberty earlier, too.
Which is kind of creepy, yeah, if you're asking me, because they're going through physical maturity before they're even going through any sort of emotional maturity, and
that's weird.
It's fucking weird.
Especially because they all dress like hoes.
Yeah. I guess sluts in this season. Whatever.
Yeah. But you know what I find weird is, like, when you look at, I don't know, like, there's a lot of famous actresses that are, like, say, like Keira Knightley.
Oh, she has, like...
She's got, like...
She's, like, a negative A cup.
Yeah.
She has nothing, like, you know,
No, like, there was one picture that I saw where she was actually wearing a belt as a top.
Yeah, I was gonna... Yeah, a belt as a, Well, I guess, you know, which I... In some ways, I'm like, you know, she's not really sort of falling into that trap of you know, but of having boob jobs. But that would look really weird on her because she really just didn't have enough skin to, It just looked like it was bolted onto her chest.
Yeah. And so I think there's like, I think, well, her look is more like the model type look, you know?
Yeah, she's
naturally, which is like,
she's naturally slender as opposed to like somebody like Scarlett Johansson, who's, you know, naturally more curvy. So.
Yeah. It's weird. It's kind of like one or the other.
Well, I'm sure there's some sort of a natural balance.
I think that if you don't have like super huge boobs, people think you're smarter.
Really?
Because then men don't look at you as a sex object.
Okay.
Well, that was the whole thing in the 70s, right?
What? With the,
small boobs, the whole feminist movement, that's why small boobs were in.
Small boobs were in the 70s?
Yeah, 70s, 80s, late 70s, early 80s.
I'll take your word for it, huh? All right. I just had to bring that out. Here's a story about preschool outdoors. Fucking up. Here's actually now a story.
That's how Eric's fart sounds.
Yeah.
And a different kind of preschool has opened in the city's West End. At Carpridge Forest Preschool, there are no classrooms, no plastic toys, and definitely no televisions. As Jeff Semple tells us, the school's philosophy is down to earth.
Should we knock and see if anyone's in there? Wow, here's figures.
Marlene Power Johnston's daughter, Hazel, is starting school for the first time. And this yurt will be her classroom.
We'll be using this space for some of our circle time.
This is a new kind of kindergarten. It's called Forest Preschool, and it's run by the Carp Ridge Learning Center, a charitable organization.
I would like to go to a preschool like that. That'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, rather than being in a classroom.
Yeah.
That'd be odd. Like, if I was a kid, I'd be like, yeah, I got excused awesome and shit.
But you know what sucks? Like, that's just preschool. And then they're going to go like,
1 year later,
they're going to be like, what?
They get used to
it. I used to like school.
Man, school's stupid and shit.
Yeah.
These are the school's hallways. This is its gym. It's 190 acres of land dedicated to teaching children Nature 101.
Yeah. Come show me where the birdie is.
Up here.
Up in the tree?
Power Johnston is coordinator of the Forest Preschool.
Other preschools, the toys and the activities and the environment is institutionalized and also very manufactured. The manufactured child spaces.
These forest preschools are quite common in European countries, but this is the first of its kind here in Canada. The aim is to break away from the more conventional preschool programs and give children a chance to stop and smell the flowers.
So we're going to go on a trail. Which
Power Johnston took us on a tour of the area today. There's a garden, walking path, and an indoor center for when the weather's bad. And there's plenty of room for
exercise. Oh, come on, they get a trampoline. That's just, oh man. I wonder how much this place costs.
Yeah, it's probably just for rich people.
Eyes.
These types of behaviors, physical activity and healthy lifestyle behaviors, are ingrained at a very, very young age.
Dr. Rachel Colley is an expert in childhood obesity at the Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario. She says the school is an important step, with preschool-aged children now spending more and more time watching TV.
We know that...
The thing is, like...
Really? Know, preschool kids?
Well, that's how people babysit their kids. They put them in front of the TV and just... They look at the pretty pictures and they're just, like, mesmerized. Like,
That's crazy. I don't even think I liked watching TV when I was that old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's... You know.
Connecting with nature and getting outside is really important for both the physical development of children and also the mental health and well-being.
So far, a couple of families have signed up for the preschool. More are taking tours this week. And at least one of the students can barely contain her excitement. Jeff Semple, CBC News, Ottawa.
Bam, 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 bam. Yeah, my school's never that cool.
I think there probably would be a lot of parents that would be scared to have their kids outside and walking around in a forest and stuff.
Yeah. But,
Because, you know, like, parents are pretty paranoid nowadays, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So, another movie news. This week...
The Watchmen?
No, that's not coming out till next year, but...
What?
Yeah, it's not...
Why do they have to take so long to make it?
Because they have to really infuse it with lots of awesome, and judging by that trailer, it is. Number one movie this weekend is Beverly Hills Chihuahua, which when I saw the trailer a fucking several months back, I'm like, who's going to see this piece of shit? Apparently a lot of people did. Beverly Hills Chihuahua was barking up the right tree. With moviegoers who put the Disney comedy at number one for the weekend with a $29 million debut.
What? Holy shit. We need to make a piece of shit movie and get $29 million.
And this is...
My ancestors went into battle alongside Aztec soldiers. Today, we move within the inner circles of the wealthiest and most powerful people on the planet. Who am I? The question is, what am I? I'm a Chihuahua.
Chihuahua. $29 million, if you can fucking believe it. Chihuahua! Because the world cannot have enough rapping chihuahuas. All right, enough of this shit.
No, I want to see the rest.
All right. That's all I'm saying.
Jealous? We're tiny, we're mighty, we're number one, but we're the real hot dogs. Yo, hold the bun. What can make you move,
chihuahua? Can you feel the groove, chihuahua? What can make you dance? I'm done with this trailer.
No, I want to see this.
Oh, come on! Chihuahua.
Oh, Chihuahua. Chihuahua. Walt Disney Pictures presents I Chihuahua. Beverly Hills Chihuahua. Chihuahua.
Same word. Chihuahua! Oh, fuck off. $29 million. $29 million, if you can believe it. Featuring a talking chihuahua with Drew Barrymore. With Drew Barrymore's voice. Oh, really?
Oh, you know, why? Why would she do that?
$29 million. Because people want to see talking chihuahua. The family flick about a pampered pooch lost in Mexico led a surge of new movies that boasted Hollywood business, which generally has slumped the last 2 months. Yeah, there hasn't really been any movies that I've wanted to see. The top 12 movies hauled in $95.4 million, up 42% from the same weekend a year ago when The Game Plan was number one with $16.6 million. The PG-rated Beverly Hills Chihuahua took advantage of long drought of movies aimed at families who found the idea of a chatty chihuahua irresistible. Christ.
I'm amazed or not. Maybe they'll make a, you know, follow-up movie called... oh shit, what are those dogs that have like a pug?
Oh yeah, like they made like what, 4 Air Bud movies, right?
That they make was... like California Pug.
And they made, what was it? Most Valuable Primate MVP, where it's like a hot. Was it a hockey playing monkey or was it a basketball playing monkey? I don't fucking know. It's just.
You know, I just find it disturbing when they make animals talk.
Yeah, seriously. Fuck this movie. I have nothing more to say. Like, chihuahua. Bim, 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 bim. My balls. Bim, 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 bim. Fucking stupid movie. Bim, 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 bim.
How about, I wonder if they show parts where, like, the chihuahua is eating your expensive designer shoes and shitting on your clothes and pissing bim, bim, on bim, your... bim, 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 bim. And you know what this movie's going to do? It's going to make a lot of people buy chihuahuas.
Yeah, you know...
Because it's the same.
I'm not a dog person, and you're not a dog person either, from what I gather.
No.
Well, because dogs can eat you when you die. But little dogs, they're like accessories.
Well, that's why people like them, right? They can, like, put them in their purse and then dress them up in little dresses.
I hope that dog takes a dump in their purse.
Like, yeah, I hope so, too.
Yeah, fuck them.
But you know what happened after, like, 101 Dalmatians?
Everybody wanted
a Dalmatian. And you know what? I met our...
Well, same thing with...
Dalmatians are probably the worst dogs ever. Like, they do not listen. They are not well... Like, they're not... They're dumb. They're really, really dumb. It's really hard to train them.
But who's dumber? The dog or the owner buys the fucking dog? Because
well, the owner who buys them, they just buy them based on the way they look. They don't.
Yeah, it's like same
they
thing.
They don't even ask, oh, well, is this dog easy to train? Blah, blah, blah.
Well, it's the same thing with Frasier. Everybody fucking bought Jack Russell Terriers after that show.
So. I know. And, I mean, my cousin had a Jack Russell Terrier, and it was cute, yeah, but, like, fuck, that thing could bark. Even, like, you know, even if there wasn't anybody walking outside, it would run to the front of the house and bark and bark and bark, and nothing was there.
Now, our cats, they just sleep, and they have a box where they know where to shit, and they eat.
Sometimes they shit outside the box, though.
Yeah, they're kind of... Well, that's their way of telling me to clean it up. It's like, hey, you should have cleaned this yesterday. Fuck you. Anyways, also on the topic of movies, Luxury Theater opens Friday in South Barrington, complete with recliners and a seasonal dining menu. This area's newest luxury movie theater opens Friday in South Barrington, whatever state that is. Located in the new $200 million, 600,000 square foot arboretum of South Barrington Shopping Center, Gold Class Cinemas offers a much more upscale, intimate night out than your typical evening at the local theater. It truly is an experience, said Marissa Denny, a spokeswoman for the company. Each theater has a maximum of 40 seats, individual reclining armchairs that are assigned to each ticket holder, and a full waiter service is available inside the theater with just a push of call button. How much is it? Gold Class assures other moviegoers won't be disturbed during the movie. The luxury comes with a price, however. $35 ticket is five times more than the national average of $688 for a movie. Where the fuck are they going? Because we paid like $11 last night for a movie.
Yeah.
Valet parking is included in the $35 ticket, but the popcorn or cocktails are not free. Patrons will, however, have a professional server who will bring slippers and a blanket upon request.
What?
You know what? That is worth it.
No, seriously. Stay at home. Most people have lazy boys. You have slippers.
Oh,
you have
no.
Blankets.
But,
like...
but there's more. The theater's menu includes a full wine list. Dom Perignon champagne at $295 a bottle. And food items like duck tacos, Wagyu beef burgers, and blue cheese potato chips. That cinema is the first in the country, aside from South Barrington's. The company has theaters overseas in Asia, Australia, and Europe. Targeting upscale clientele and businesses looking to hold private screenings, Gold Class officials say they hope to open 50 theaters across the country in the next 5 years. While it may be the first for the company in the U.S., luxury theaters are not new to the suburban area. Muvico VIP Theaters in Rosemont and the AMC Premium Theater in Lombard are others that have opened up in recent years with more than the average level of amenities. They, though, don't offer the small size and dining options of Gold Class. $35, though.
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, because that's just for the, you know, that's the base price without having anything, right?
Yeah. But I think, like, if I want to get comfortable and all that kind of stuff, I'll just stay at home.
Yeah.
You know, because you get all comfortable and you're sitting there enjoying your movie, and then after 2 hours, it's like, oh, okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Bum, 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 bum. Chihuahua, bum, 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 bum.
What I noticed when we went to the movie theater yesterday, like, it's an older movie theater, right?
Yeah.
And the chairs are smaller.
Than the one we were at? Or in other theaters?
In other theaters. Like, say, like, the chair, like, you know how, like, wide the chair is?
Yeah.
It's smaller than, like, new movie theaters.
Yeah, new movie theaters.
And you know why?
They want to cram more people in there.
No.
Why?
Because people's asses are getting bigger.
Bum, 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 bum. Chihuahua.
Do you know what
bum,
I'm
bum, 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 bum. Bum 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 bum
bum. I like the older chairs.
Do you do?
Yeah, because they make your posture good. Lazy boys make your posture really bad.
So do water beds.
Yeah.
Alright. Our dinner's not getting any warmer, so we're gonna cut it off here. You have been listening to Tip Tap Tip. You can reach our voicemail at 206-208-3918. You can send us an email at info@tiptaptip.com. Also, a reminder, Rochelle is looking for help this weekend. If you are available, help lift heavy shit on Saturday morning, send us an email, info@tiptaptip.com. Subject line, I like to lift heavy shit and help for free. You've been listening to Tip Tap Tip again.
Kate, you know, didn't they used to, sorry, I'm going back to the theater thing. Didn't they used to have like cigarette girls that walked down the aisle of the theater?
I'm sure in like the...
And they like sell cigarettes and peanuts and stuff?
I'm sure one time. That's not cool. In my lifetime though.
They should have like a smoking theater where they do that.
They should also have theaters without children. That's my thought. We'll touch on that.
Smoking theater would be without children.
But children theater and also non-smoking. Non-children theater, non-smoking. I already touched on that a while ago. Anyways.
Yeah, I know.
Anyways, tiptaptip.com/forum. Hang out. Be fun. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle. Goodbye.
Goodbye, folks. We're hungry. Let's eat. Bye.
Bye.
Chihuahua. Chihuahua?